This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
You have tuned into eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and this is Eric Michaels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and or Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today we are speaking with Dr. Gordon Kaplan, a board-certified plastic surgeon with the American Board of Plastic Surgery. Whether it is a more youthful appearance and aesthetic or a total body transformation, Dr. Kaplan provides expert solutions and customized treatment plans delivering optimal, desired cosmetic results. Dr. Kaplan, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Great to be with you.
You bet, and certainly appreciate your time as well. So tell us, what are some of the newest cosmetic trends happening in the industry right now?
Well, we're seeing a lot of non-surgical injectables today. I think a lot of people come into the office and they're pretty stern about not wanting a surgical procedure. Of course, the surgery is the gold standard, but for people that do not want surgical procedures, we're offering facial rejuvenation with injectables, where you could pretty much rejuvenate your face during a lunchtime, a 30-minute break. You could actually completely lift the face with fillers. Some fillers last up to 5 years. Some fillers form your own collagen. There's many, many different types of fillers, but fillers can be used to actually reconstruct the nose. They could be used to get rid of the tear truss under the eyes. They could be used to enhance the volume in the cheeks. So we're seeing a lot of that, especially in young people who are coming into the office wanting Botox and fillers, who aren't really ready for surgical procedures such as facelifts at this point.
Now, based on your clientele, what are the differences between millennial consultations and the older demographic?
Yeah, so, you know, the millennials, again, they come in and they want just a little, they want some tweaking. They're not really interested in surgical procedures. The only surgical procedure that they really come in for to our office is breast augmentation, which is a fabulous procedure. We recommend for most of our patients silicone implants. We do saline implants for those patients that don't have a lot of breast tissue. But for millennials that are interested in surgery, that's usually the number one procedure we're doing in our office. But usually they're coming in for injectables such as Botox, which gives the millennials a very refreshed, well-slept appearance. They also come in for fillers if they want more of a chiseled cheekbone look. And some people, just genetically, they have tear trough or tiredness under their eyes, and it doesn't matter whether they're 20 years old or 60 years old, they have that under eye tired appearance, and fillers are great for that. Lip plumping is also a huge procedure for millennials. The older crowd is really more of a surgical crowd. They're looking at, they're interested in facelifts, they're looking at neck lifts. But even for the older crowd, we still offer non-invasive or non-surgical procedures such as radiofrequency. We also offer a whole line of aesthetic products such as microneedling and facials, and also microdermabrasion, which is great for the skin, as well as chemical peels. Chemical peels and microdermabrasion, these are things that need to be done on a monthly basis so that you can maintain your skin, constantly keep your skin cells turning over. That's very, very important. A lot of people overlook taking care of their skin when they come in for cosmetic consultations. They're so focused on the fillers and the rejuvenation, they forget that their skin quality is part of that.
Interesting information in that regard. Now, what are some of the latest cutting-edge techniques going on in the industry right now?
Well, you know, Eric, it's interesting because there's always new fillers and there's microneedling and things like that. What I like to focus on as far as new techniques is actually new technology that we're developing. You know, in our practice, we obviously have machines where you could stand in front of them and take 3D images, and then we could show you what you look like after a surgery. So we could play, we could take an image of somebody who is interested in breast augmentation or rhinoplasty, nose job, take a picture, and then create a 3D image, and we could show them what they look like after the surgery. That's technology that's been around for a couple of years. What we're working on is we're working on something called a virtual body, which basically it's going to be either an iPhone app, and it's definitely going to be something on the Apple television as part of what's called the Plastic Surgery Network, where you can hover over a virtual body, and when you select part of the body, such as the eye, the nose, the lips, the neck, different videos from different surgeons will come up, and you can see all the different techniques that are being used on these different parts of the body. So the virtual body is going to be part of a Apple television channel that we're creating. It should be out in the next couple of months, which we're extremely excited about. Now that Apple TV is open to third-party applications, we're able to form this network, again called the Plastic Surgery Network, where we're going to have different channels, which will include, again, the virtual body, where you could select different parts of the body and face, hover over that, and then you could see all the different procedures that are offered for that part of the body. Then the next channel will be a simulated consultation room where you could literally walk into the room and you could select, for instance, different liposuction machines, click on them and compare them, like you're on like a Best Buy channel where you could compare different products and see how long they last, their ratings, and everything, all the information for that particular product, not just liposuction machines, but different fillers, different surgeries. Then the next channel is going to be a video forum, just like people that are, there's a lot of forums on the internet. We're going to actually have a video forum where you could sit on your couch or in your bed, turn on the Apple television, and you could speak into the remote control and say, can you tell me the difference between smart lipo versus power assisted lipo? And then you're going to have different video, created videos from different plastic surgeons pop up onto the Apple television, and they will give you different answers, just like you see on websites. You're going to see that on the Apple TV. On the Apple TV, we're also going to have a boutique, and we're also going to have a section for industry for all the plastic surgery companies that are involved in industry. We'll also have old syndications of plastic surgery and makeover shows, as well as entertainment and games where you could actually download pictures of yourself and morph different things to your face or to your body. So that's what we're working on right now. We're very, very excited about that, Eric.
And with reason, today we are with Dr. Gordon Kaplan, a board-certified plastic surgeon of the Kaplan Center with 3 convenient locations in New York and New Jersey, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. If you like this show or our programming in general, drop us a line or do us a favor and give us a review on iTunes or on our Facebook page. We would greatly appreciate it. Now, Dr. Kaplan, what is the virtual body and how does it play a role in the consultation and treatment process?
Right. So the virtual body is basically an educational tool for those patients interested in plastic surgery. Again, you're going to be able to find this virtual body on our website, www.thekaplancenter.com, and also it's going to be on the Plastic Surgery Network Apple TV channel, where basically it's a picture of a woman's face and her body, and you'll have control hovering over that body, and you could basically select the part of the body that you're interested in. So if you've never liked your nose and you want to do something about your nose, you can hover over the virtual body, select the woman's nose, and then all the different videos and all the different techniques to fix your nose will show up from all different doctors around the world. And that's going to be the beauty of the Plastic Surgery Network, is that this is going to be a conglomeration of all the plastic surgeons, estheticians, dermatologists. Everybody that does cosmetic surgery is going to be part of this Apple television channel. And all of their videos and all of their techniques are going to be on this channel. And so when somebody interested in a plastic surgery procedure logs on or gets onto this Apple TV channel and selects the virtual body, and they say, okay, I don't like my nose, they select on that, they're going to see videos from around the world, not only videos, but they're going to have a video forum where they're going to have information from different doctors talking about different techniques to fix the nose. We're going to also have, in version two, we're going to have online consultations where you could set up a consultation through your television with the doctor that you select from the Apple TV channel, and you could do that right from your living room or bedroom. And that's going to be down the road in future versions. All this technology is really going to be geared towards people that want to do things from the comfort of their home using high-tech cameras and televisions right from their bedroom.
You got to love technology. And I would be curious, do you ever have a opportunity or a situation that would arise that you would ever turn people away?
Oh, absolutely. If somebody comes into my office, you know, we're still physicians, and we still, you know, we take an oath to do no harm. And if somebody comes into the office and says to me, I want, you know, this or I want that, and I look at them and I think that it's something that they don't need or could be problematic to their face, I will talk to them. And if I don't feel comfortable doing that, of course, I will say just that. I will say that I don't feel comfortable doing this. I think that this is my opinion and this is my recommendation. I would never do something that I feel is harmful to the patient. I think that most doctors usually operate in that direction. I think that we're trained to do things that are right for the patient, even if we have to convince the patient of that. That's a good question, Eric. Thank you.
You're welcome, and that was certainly out of curiosity. Lastly, please discuss anything that you've got coming up or that you're looking to promote.
Well, again, I think that people really need to look out for the Plastic Surgery Network, which is going to be showing up on the new Apple television, which is now open to third-party applications. I think that this is going to revolutionize plastic surgery because basically it's going to be a one-stop portal for everything plastic surgery. It's going to be for the plastic surgeon. It's going to be for the esthetician. It's going to be for the dermatologist, the ear, nose, and throat doctor that does facial cosmetic surgery. It's also going to be for the patient that wants to educate themselves without having to go to pay $100 or $200 for a consultation with a plastic surgeon. They could, again, get onto this Apple TV channel, educate themselves as to the different options that are going to be available for them to correct certain parts of their body that they're not happy with, or even purchase different products such as skin creams or anything related to the cosmetic industry. It's also going to be a great channel for industry, where different companies involved in plastic surgery can promote the products they have and the products that they're working on. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to create this Apple television channel, which will be obviously an on-demand format. I think that everybody realizes that society is moving more towards an on-demand format and less so waiting to watch television shows at a certain time of the day. People want to turn on their TV and they want their information right away. And I think that's why on-demand and Roku and the different devices where you can pull up information at the split second when you want it. I think that's what millennials and that's what even some of the older patients are looking for, is information right away. And this channel will provide that, as well as be a one-stop location for everything patients and plastic surgeons and companies involved with plastic surgery need to know about the industry and everything cosmetic surgery.
Certainly got some great things going on, exciting times. Where can our listeners get more information on you and your practice, and how can listeners be in contact with you as well?
Well, we have a lot of different ways to contact us. We're all over social media. You could certainly go to our website, www.thekaplancenter.com. You can call our office, 201-710-7771. But I also recommend, please check out our videos on YouTube. You could just go and search The Kaplan Center on YouTube, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and we have many videos showing what we're doing in the office, and it gives a lot of insight into what we're doing. We're also on Facebook, and We also have a very popular Instagram channel, which we post every day with different videos and informational promotions as well. So we're easy to find. We're on the internet, we're on social media, we're by conventional telephone, and we'd love to hear from new patients. And just if anybody has any questions, we're certainly here to help.
Once again, Dr. Kaplan, thanks so much for your time today and for joining us here on eHealth Radio. We certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure talking to you. Have a great day.
And you as well. We have been speaking with Dr. Gordon Kaplan, a board-certified plastic surgeon with three convenient locations in the states of New York and New Jersey. And for more information, simply visit thekaplancenter.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.